This is Fresh Air. Blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan had finished recording a new album shortly before he died in August in a helicopter crash. The album was the first with his older brother Jimmy, the leader of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. The record's just been released, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The death of Stevie Ray Vaughan was a terrible event made worse by a number of ironies. One is that after years of drug and alcohol problems, Vaughan had, by all reports, taken control of his life and was in solid shape. Another is that this new record, Family Style, is the best, most consistently enjoyable album that Stevie Ray Vaughan ever made.
That's my baby in the white boots. That's my baby on the floor. That's my baby having some fun and yelling more, more, more. That's my baby in the short skirt. As she becomes another woman, when she rocks and rolls.
There's an understandable temptation to overestimate Stevie Ray Vaughan's achievement in the wake of his death at the age of 35. He was an absolutely first-rate technician on the guitar, to be sure, and an effective singer with a harsh rasp that deepened his blues. But there was also a sense in which Vaughan was still unformed. He hadn't worked out his own style. Charles Shar Murray, in his terrific new book about Jimi Hendrix called Crosstown Traffic, says that Stevie Ray Vaughan was, quote, Jimi Hendrix's greatest living imitator. An awful irony there now, that living part. Murray went on to say that, quote, the first qualification for being a blues man is the ability to tell one's own story rather than simply recounting bits and pieces of someone else's. I agree with Murray's analysis of Vaughan's limitation, but would also suggest that on Family Style, he came very close to finally locating his own style. What I really like about Family Style is that it isn't a pure blues record. Blues purists can often be tiresomely repetitive, but on this album, Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughan reached out to other forms of music to enhance their basic blues. They made surprising connections to Philly Soul, for example, on TikTok.
The sick, the hungry, and smiles on their faces. The tired, and the homeless, and family all around. The cities were all beautiful places. The walls came tumbling down. People of the world all had it together. Had it together for the boys and the girls and the children of the world. Look forward to a future. Remember.
On the instrumental Hillbillies from Outer Space, the brothers suggested that they'd spent a lot of time listening to the 60s instrumentals of Booker T and the MGs. But best of all, as far as I'm concerned, is the jumpy, ferociously aggressive rock and roll blues of Hard to Be. On Hard to Be, you can hear Stevie Ray Vaughan reaching past the blues, past his Jimi Hendrix addiction. He takes the best part of what his brother's blues rock band, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, have never quite captured on record.
Just
Family Style ends with a slow blues, the music that Stevie Ray and Jimmy had spent the rest of the record avoiding. The already legendary story is that this song was played live in the studio on one guitar, with Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn passing the instrument back and forth between them. The song is called Brothers, and its implication of a new musical wisdom and a new partnership is quite literally Stevie Ray Vaughan's final irony.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.